Time once again for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today in studio, I've got Price City Councilman Lane Miller. And if Lane's here and it's summertime,
party time.
That's right. It's time to start talking Culture Connection. And it kicks off on June 8th. We've got a little bit of a lineup. It's closer than you think.
Yeah.
It's summer. And it's closer than you think. So let's get Lane, and we're going to talk about this. Lane, how are you?
I couldn't be any better.
Well, that's a good sign, I guess.
Well, it's warm out. You can do stuff.
It's true.
Summer's coming.
It's true.
Culture Connection is just right around the door, right around the corner door.
And you know, we talked. We wanted to talk a little bit about, not really get too much into it, but last year was so great to be back outside.
It was.
And people, you know, showing up and enjoying the nice evening weather that we have. And it was a great time after being cooped up and doing, you know, streamed events and things like that. To be able to get outside last year really was, I think, what we needed. And we're looking forward to getting it started again and being outside again this year, right?
We're learning to be out and doing things.
And that's the most important thing.
It is, yep.
It's okay to get out and do things.
Yep, it's good.
And now this year you've gone a little different route with, you know, booking the stage and things like that. You've hooked up with a gentleman named Ted Hinckley that's over, is it Spring City? Is
that where he's from? Spring City, if you know where Spring City is. The best thing I can say about Ted, that didn't sound good, did it?
No.
One of the really good things about Ted, he's a pro when it comes to booking. He puts on music events, music festivals all over the state.
Right, and if anyone has been to the last couple of years, the Christmas Ala Vivaldi at the Rio and Helper, that's Ted.
Yeah, that's Ted.
That is Ted, and Ted has worked with some unbelievable artists that come to his little studio there in Spring City just to work with Ted. So he has gone through and programmed that stage this year, and we've got some good ones just to start off.
He's picked the best for us.
And as we said, we're going to start things off on June 8th with Johnny Utah. Let's talk about that for just a moment.
Woohoo! I've heard Johnny Utah. My favorite group of all time is the Beach Boys. And when I read Johnny Utah, surf guitar rock and roll band, I don't think there's anything better.
And it's going to be, you know, it's going to be a lot of fun. There's going to be songs that you know.
Sure.
And if you're going to call yourself a surf guitar band, man, that's pretty high praise, because you can play it. So this is going to be a lot of fun, a great night out there at the Peace Gardens once again, June 8th.
And what a name, Johnny Utah for Price, Utah.
You have to be here.
Yeah, you do.
You almost have to be here. So that's the first one. That's our kickoff. We're getting ready to have a lot of fun with that one. And then the next week, June 15th, looks like we've got, is it Summer and Caden Bell? Is that right?
Yep, Summer and Caden, Modern Country Crossover.
So this is one of those groups that, you know, a lot of people in our area are going to, you know, kind of gravitate to.
Sure.
We have our thing for country music in our area. People love country music. So this is going to be another good night out there in the Peace Gardens. As we said, we're kicking off on the 8th of June. And then rolling into the 15th. Have you got the whole schedule there that we can kind of roll through and give people an idea of what's coming?
No, I just have the first three. I can tell you it is fabulous, and it is booked and ready to go. Do you want to talk about June 22nd?
What's June 22nd?
Fabled Folks.
Okay.
Acoustic Celtic Pop Fusion.
So that'll be a lot of fun as well. And I believe they've been around here, if not Culture Connection, I think they've hit the stage at Vibes or even for the Arts Festival.
Yeah.
Because that name sounds very familiar to me. So you're lining up, and of course, like I said, you've got a good mix of, you know, touring acts, and you're going to have some locals in there.
Yep.
And we'll have fun all the way through. Of course, Culture Connection will be a part of the big kickoff for International Days come in August. And so,
I give you a hint about one of those?
Sure.
For International Days? A group called Imagine.
Oh, I've heard that
Beatles
one.
Cover group, and I am so excited, but I don't want to ruin it. Everybody knows and loves the Beatles. That's the best I can say.
So that is something to look forward to as well. Now for the logistics of it all. We're going to start at 7 and go about 7 to 9 there on the stage at the Peace Gardens.
Now, there is no limit to 9. We can go later if we're having a good time. All We've known to do that.
It has happened.
Yeah, it has.
It has happened. And not only that, of course, show up a little early because you're going to have some food trucks there. Yep. Get you something to eat, and then go find you a place on the grass,
bring your chairs,
and just get ready to have a great summer of Culture Connection music down there in the Peace Gardens in Price. Lane, thank you so much for coming in.
We'll hit you up
in another couple of weeks. We'll talk more about some Culture Connection stuff, and I will probably more than likely see you at a couple of these things. These are fun. I enjoy them.
I expect that, you know.
I enjoy them. So
yeah, they're fun.
Once again, we've been speaking with Price City Council member Lane Miller about Culture Connection, kicking off on June 8th with Johnny Utah. Once again, 7 to 9. Food trucks are there. Go early. Find you a place to sit and just have a great night of great music under the stars, outdoors, as it should be.
I can't wait.
Lane, thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you.
Now, for more information on interviews like this, you can always check out our website, castlecountryradio.com, and listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.